Praise be Jesus and Mary.
Now and forever.
Happy Labor Day to everyone. And in figuring out what I was going to preach for today's homily, you know, sometimes, usually I would say, the priest looks over the readings or the liturgical celebration to then figure out what he wants to preach on. But sometimes he knows in advance what he wants to preach on, and he makes that conform to the readings or the liturgical celebration. And that's what I'm doing today, because I knew what I wanted to preach on, okay? And it is a pro-life homily, and so I've decided to view Labor Day under this lens of pro-life. Okay, so today we are praying for all women in labor and for all mothers who are bringing new life into the world. Now, the reason why I knew what I wanted to preach on was because of what's been going on the past week or so, with Texas passing the pro-life law, the heartbeat bill, and it being upheld by the Supreme Court. And then in particular, there was an exchange between Owen Jensen, who is an EWTN correspondent, and Jen Psaki, who is the White House press secretary. And this exchange went viral. Now, I want to hone in on something that was said by the press secretary in her response. And that is, you know, she was bringing up the points of choice and women's health and these other responses that we are so used to. She said, hey, you know, Owen, you're a man. You've never had to make these choices. And it is and I quote, she said, is an incredibly difficult thing. And that's what I want to hone in on, right? She said, it's an incredibly difficult thing. I think she was meaning it's an incredibly difficult choice that these women have to make in their circumstances. That's important, right? We need to hone in on that, because that says a lot. It says a lot, just those few words. Now, what makes a choice difficult? Okay, when you make a choice, there's knowledge involved, and then there's free will involved. Now, both of these can make a particular choice difficult. If our knowledge lacks clarity, for example, when you need to choose between two good things, all right, your vocational choice, should I get married? Should I enter religious life? That can be a difficult thing, a difficult choice. That's a big decision, and they are two good things. So there's some lack of clarity in knowledge. What is the best choice for me? You know, in the circumstances and, of course, the will of God and all of that. That's a difficult choice. Should I go to college after high school? Should I enter the workforce? These are two good things that, you know, our knowledge doesn't have perfect clarity on what the best choice is for us to make. It's an important choice, therefore it's a difficult decision to make. Should I study law? Should I study medicine? Again, we have two goods. These determine a particular path for one's life. It's a big decision. There may be a lack of clarity on which you're more inclined to, what your gifts are, and these type of things. These are difficult choices that we have to make. And it pertains to our knowing with clarity what's the best choice between these two goods. So that regards the intellect, right? But if we are talking about something that is evil and something that is good, and we have great clarity between or in this decision, there's great clarity. One choice is evil, one choice is good. There's no problem with the intellect, right? We have clarity. So there's no difficulty in knowing which choice we should make. It's not a difficult thing as far as our discernment and reasoning process goes. And that is the case with regard to abortion, all right? The intellect has great clarity on what's going on here because we're talking about the natural moral law, which is accessible to everyone who has reason, the light of reason alone. Notice it does not take any faith. We're not talking about revelation. We're talking about this natural law which tells us the direct killing of innocent human life is immoral. We all know that by the light of human reason. The direct killing of innocent human life is immoral. And we can also know that circumstances don't change that. Okay? Circumstances do not change that. This is an intrinsic evil, which means it applies always and everywhere. Okay? So the intellect with regard to this issue has great clarity, or it should have great clarity. Okay? If our minds have not been obscured by lies and rhetoric and social pressures and these type of things. So in that sense, it's not a difficult thing. But now we move to the will, right? Because the will actually has to then choose the good that it understands. Okay, if you've come to sufficient clarity with regard to your vocation, or whether to enter the workforce, or go to college, or to study this or that, once you've come to sufficient clarity, okay, now the will makes the choice. Sometimes making that choice can be difficult. So if the intellect has clarity, why is it difficult for the will to choose the good which it sees as being the best choice, as being the right choice? Well, it can become difficult because it costs us something. There's sacrifice involved or suffering foreseen. Could be a sacrifice of time, effort, energy, money, the sacrifice of our own plans. Or perhaps it's going to involve some humiliation. And so these things can make that good and right choice difficult for the will, not for the intellect, but for the will. This reminds me of something that they used to hammer home in our formation as cadets at West Point, right? When you're a plebe and you're in your first year and the cadre is hammering home this idea of do the harder right, not the easier wrong. Do the harder right, not the easier wrong. And then they would add this, even when nobody's looking, right? So they're trying, it's interesting because it's a secular school, and practically speaking, they're trying to form you and inculcate some natural virtue, right? So they're saying, do the harder right, not the easier wrong, even when nobody's looking. Now, we know from the religious and supernatural perspective that actually there's never a time when nobody's looking. Because I can think of four persons who are always looking, okay, and probably six. I'm thinking of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, your guardian angel, And then I'm going to add Our Lady, since she is the Universal Mother, and Saint Joseph, since he is the patron of the Universal Church. Okay, they have universal roles, that is, every soul falls under their protection, care, and all of that. So, and notice God among these six persons, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, see not only external actions, but they see the nooks and crannies of your soul. They see the deliberation that is taking place in your mind and in your heart. So that idea of do the harder right, not the easier wrong, even when nobody's looking, okay, somebody's always looking. And so we should always choose the harder right over the easier wrong. Now, again, that right and that good choice can be difficult because of those things that I mentioned. The cost that is involved, the sacrifice, the time, the energy, money, plans, and humiliations, these type of things. And this brings me to something that Frank Sheed pointed out. He's one of my favorite authors. He writes with such clarity. And I think it's contained in his book entitled Society and Sanity. Now, he says that a good society provides those conditions which facilitate and make it easier to perform virtuous acts, to make the right decisions. Whereas a bad society provides those conditions which make it difficult to perform virtuous acts and to make the right choice. So what I'm saying is Jen Psaki's statement about it's an incredibly difficult thing doesn't pertain to the intellect, does pertain to the will. We need to ask ourselves, why is it difficult for these women to choose the obvious good thing, the evident right choice? And I'm going to say that it's because we have developed a bad society. We have conditions in which it makes this right choice for these women difficult. That's what we need to work on. That's what we need to change. So this is where charity and truth come in. Let's look to help women who are out there in these situations. Let's make it easy for them to make the right choice. Let's provide those conditions. And then we can even backtrack right to the cause, because pregnancy doesn't come out of nowhere. But the truth is, this bad society in which we live also makes it difficult to practice the virtue of chastity. Right? The conditions of our society, the right choice, the good choice, is to be chaste, to save yourself for marriage. Right? That's the good, right, virtuous choice. And it is extremely difficult because of our society. We have the conditions, and you know, we can name them all, but it doesn't take much with a little examination to say, yeah, it's difficult to be chaste in our world today because this, that, and the other thing. Oh, and then that results in unplanned pregnancies. Now we've got a new situation. And now it's difficult to make the next right choice. So here we go, right? We find ourselves in a bad society in which it is difficult to be virtuous. An incredibly difficult thing, said Jen Psaki. It shouldn't be that way. And so today, being Labor Day, in which we're remembering all women who are in labor, and who are bringing new life to this world. Let's do our part, some small part, to bring about a good society. Okay? To make this incredibly difficult thing an incredibly easy thing. By means of our help, our support, our prayers, time, effort, money, these type of things, we can all help women to make it easy to make the right choice. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.